So apparently most companies racing to ship AI products right now are grading their own homework and giving themselves A's that don't mean anything. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. This week, the conversation in AI circles wasn't about a flashier model or a bigger valuation. It was about something way less sexy and honestly way more important evils, as in how do you actually know if your AI is good? Here's the setup. Picture a startup team. They build a customer support bot. They run it through their test suite. AI, 95% pass rate, champagne pops. They ship it. And then real users start talking to it and it falls apart, hallucinating policies that don't exist, losing context halfway through a conversation, being weirdly rude to someone who just wanted a refund. So what happened? The test was lying to them. And this week, both Anthropic and OpenAI put out guidance, basically admitting this is an industry-wide problem. Their advice is almost disarmingly simple. Stop testing your AI on made-up trivia questions. Start with what you already test manually, by hand, every single day. Take those real cases, write them down as unambiguous tasks with clear right answers, and build your test set from actual production data. Not some clean, sanitized benchmark that looks nothing like your real users. Here's where it gets interesting. The problem isn't that companies don't test their AI, it's that they're testing the wrong things in the wrong way and calling it science. A 95% score on a synthetic benchmark tells you almost nothing about whether your AI can survive contact with an actual angry customer at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. And honestly, I think this is one of those quiet revelations that ends up mattering more than any flashy product launch, because we've all been trained to trust the number. 95% sounds great, sounds scientific, but a number without the right context is just vibes with a decimal point. The takeaway here is simple. If your test doesn't reflect how real people actually use the product, your score is fiction. Good-looking fiction, but here's the thing. While everyone was nodding along to test with real data, something else was happening quietly underneath that story. And it's almost funnier, because, okay, let's say you do it right. You build your golden test set from real production data. You've got your failure modes mapped out. Hallucinations, tone problems, safety issues, task failures, you feel good, you feel responsible, and then a company called Confident AI comes along and says, not so fast, because even your new improved automated grading system, that thing scoring your AI's answers as right or wrong, that also needs to be checked against humans repeatedly. Their recommendation is that you compare your automated scores to real human judgments and keep iterating until your false positives and false negatives, meaning the times your grader says something's fine when it isn't, or flags something that's actually fine, drop below about 5% combined error. So let me say that back to you. You built an AI, you built a test to check the AI, and now you need a human to check the test, its evals, all the way down. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they just say to trust the data-driven test set? Yeah, they did. Turns out the data doesn't save you from needing a human in the loop. It just moves the human to a different, slightly less obvious spot in the process. I actually love this though, because it's the most honest thing I've heard from this industry in a while. Everyone loves to say the AI will just check itself. And here are some of the most technically serious voices in this space saying quietly, no, it won't, not without us. Quick hits before we go. AI Product Board and a company called Galileo are both pushing the same idea from different angles. Stop building one giant blended score for your AI and instead build a separate narrow eval for each specific way it can fail. One for hallucinations, one for tone, one for safety, because a single average score can hide a catastrophic failure sitting right next to a bunch of easy wins. Meanwhile, a firm called Institute PM is making the case that the metric that actually predicts whether your AI product succeeds isn't some abstract accuracy score at all. It's stuff like whether users ask a follow-up question, or whether they actually convert or come back the next day. Real behavior, not a leaderboard number, and Databricks basically dropped the mic with this one. They're saying your test set has an expiration date like milk. You need to version it, refresh it, and treat it like living software, not something you build once and frame on the wall. So here's your blend for today, and here's the thread connecting all of it. We spent the last few years obsessed with making AI bigger. Bigger models, bigger context windows, bigger benchmarks. But the real competitive edge emerging right now isn't about who has the biggest model. It's about who can actually prove their AI works in the messy, unpredictable real world, and not just on a leaderboard designed to make everyone look good. And that's a much harder problem than it sounds, because it turns out the hardest thing to build in AI right now isn't intelligence. Yeah, it's trust that you can actually measure something to sit with next time a company tells you their AI scored 95% on something. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.